Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou. You're listening to a podcast from SBS Greek. Today we are going to talk with Vanessa Olympia Shafranek. She is the daughter of a Greek migrant mother, and she has been awarded the Ambulance Service Medal in the King's Birthday Honours, recognizing more than 23 years of dedicated pre-hospital care to the Queensland community. Ms. Shafranek, who serves as officer in charge in the Tully Ambulance Station in far north Queensland, joined the Queensland Ambulance Service as a student paramedic in 2002. Her mother is Kyriakoula Vervitas, known to most as Corina. She was born in Kakotari, a mountainous village in Ilia, in the Peloponnese Peninsula, near Mount Erymanthos, and part of the municipality of Ancient Olybia. Vanessa's mother migrated to Australia when she was 19, where she met Vanessa's Austrian father, Bruno Shafranek, who passed away more than 20 years ago. Vanessa grew up in Sydney, and the Greek culture was ever present. Recently, we had this following conversation with Vanessa. Vanessa, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to SBS Greek. Appreciate it.
Not a problem, anytime.
And of course, congratulations on the Ambulance Service Medal. What did it mean to you when you found out that you've been recognized?
I was very shocked to start with, but very proud and very humbled. It's something you don't expect to get, and it's such a big honour. So it's nice to be acknowledged for the hard work that I put in. So, yeah, it was really nice.
Tell us exactly what you are doing right now.
I'm at Tully Ambulance Station, so at work, just got back from a job. I'm located at Tully in North Queensland.
You started with the Queensland Ambulance Service as a student paramedic in 2002, is that correct?
That's correct.
What drew you to paramedicine, and what have kept you in this far north Queensland all these years, Vanessa?
Before I was a paramedic, I was a high school PE teacher, so I was always interested in sort of health and well-being and was just looking for a change, looking for something different, and saw an ad in the paper actually for joining the Queensland Ambulance Service and thought that would be really interesting. And interview and went through all the process to get in and got in and never looked back. I just, yeah, love the job, love how rewarding it is, and love that we can sort of make a difference in someone's day. Just having such a positive influence, doing the best that we can, I guess. But and working in North Queensland is amazing. I did a few years in Cairns, and I've done some relief all over North Queensland, but mostly worked in Cairns and down at Tully, and just working rural areas is just amazing. You get to sort of see what happens with people, like after we pick them up, you know, being a small town, you sort of get to see that full circle, which is really nice.
You've worked through several severe cyclones in the area. Is there one of them that tested you the most, and what did it teach you?
We've been through a fair few cyclones up here while I've worked at Cairns and in and down here at Tully. Obviously, Cyclone Yasi was the biggest one that we had here, because that actually affected my personal health. All both Cyclone Larry and Yasi did. But, yeah, Yasi, we had quite a lot of damage, and as did most of the staff here. Sort of working through that when you've got your own issues to deal with at home was really difficult. And just like being part of the community, it just shows sort of the resilience that people have here. Mm-hmm. For me, it took 9 months for my house to be restored and rectified to a normal thing. We had, you know, windows and doors boarded up for a long time until we could get builders out. We were very lucky. Our station was only a year old when Yasi came through, so we didn't have a lot of damage at the station. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the stuff we were doing post Yasi was a lot of welfare checks, you know, access to places, because a lot of places we couldn't get into for a long time. So checking in on people and just community engagement type stuff, which is really important.
Your job carries a lot of emotional weight, especially in the small communities where you often know the patients. Is that correct? But how do you get through to this emotional weight? How can you survive, if I'm allowed to say that?
I found like the longer that I've worked down here, like you said, we do know a lot of people and you do go to people that you know. And whilst for me it can be quite emotional, I think I sort of take solace in the fact that, you know, for the person that I'm treating, if I know them, if they're a friend or even an acquaintance, it's probably quite nice that, you know, in their darkest time that they've got someone that they know and someone that they trust and someone that's familiar to, you know, look after them, hold their hand, you know, talk them through whatever is going on for them. I think that's comforting for them. But I am also lucky that my other half is a critical care paramedic based at Mission Beach. So I do have someone to talk to who understands, which is really nice and very helpful at times.
What's your advice to young paramedics coming up in regional Queensland or regional Australia in general, and particularly women, because it's a hard profession, especially for women?
My advice is just be true to yourself. Be kind and look after your fellow staff mates and engross yourself in the community. Rural communities are amazing. And if you open yourself up to the community, they will take you in with open arms. Just be strong, lean into your strengths. And there's always support around for you, always someone to call.
Your mother is Greek.
She was born in the small town of Kakatari, she was born in, but yeah, grew up and lived in Ophira her whole life until she moved out to Australia when she was 19.
Was there any particular role that the Greek language, the food, the culture play in your upbringing, Vanessa?
Very much so. We grew up in Sydney and my mum's brother and sister also lived there. So, you know, we'd go to Greek church every Easter. We'd go to a lot of Greek dances and food has always played. Obviously, you know, both my parents are European. Food plays a very big part in our home life. Like even like my little fella, Charlie, his favourite thing is baklava. So I've got my auntie makes the best baklava. So I got her recipe, which I've tried to make for him. He says it's not as good, but yeah. Getting close. But yeah, just Greek barbecue. Like Greek Easter is like probably my fondest memory as a kid growing up. We'd always go to my uncle's place and have lamb on the spit. And it was just such a big day, do midnight mass, all that sort of stuff. So played a big part in our childhood.
Do you travel to Greece? Do you have relatives there?
We've got cousins over there. Mum had a brother and sister who still lived over there, but they've passed on now. But we still have cousins over there. We're actually going next year in May. My older sister, myself, and my family, and if Mum's well enough, because Mum's 84 now, she's going to come as well. So, so we're all going to go in May next year, which will be really, really great for Mum to try and get her there, you know, another time.
And your father is Austrian, from Austria.
Austrian, yeah, yes.
It's a very unique combination of a Greek and an Austrian. Did they meet here in Australia?
Yeah, they met in Australia in Sydney. So it is very, very unusual. Two very different cultures.
How's your Greek and how's your German these days?
My German, not so good. My Greek, little. But my cousins always used to tease us because all my cousins, both their parents are Greek. My cousins in Sydney. So they always used to call us the Skippy cousins because we didn't speak so much. We went to Greek school for a couple of years, but I can probably understand more than I can speak, which actually has come in handy at work quite a few times.
What was the reaction of your Greek part of the family when they learned about your recognition on the King's Birthday honours list?
They were very proud, got lots of messages and congratulations and stuff, which was really nice.
They should throw a barbecue for you.
Yes, they should. That would be amazing.
Vanessa, is there anything else that our listeners need to hear from you?
Just be proud of your culture, be proud of who you are. And anyone who's looking to join the ambulance can look me up. I'm more than happy to help out. It's a great career and very rewarding and something I will do for the rest of my life. Absolutely love it.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε. Ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.